Kelim Perchov Dal Mishnah Gimel. Continue the Mishnayis of Sholesh Sholesh. Sholesh are revois. There are three types of kli eitz that are used for kneading dough. We've had details about this before. If there's a nekev and now it's only used for, it used to be used for kneading dough and now there's a nekev and it's used for yeshiva. So here there are sholesh with the same model. Areva mishnei loig v'atisha kabin. We have this halacha. In that shear, if it's nistaka tmeya medus, because now it's miyud li yeshiva, shleima, if it doesn't have a hole in it, so it's not miyud li yeshiva, it's used for manufacturing, for baking, tmeya tome meis, because it's a kliba, it's not miyud li mishka v'lamoisho, v'habo b'mido, if it's bigger even than tisha kabin, toiru miklum, it's not roi, you can't carry it, it's a klisha, any roi l'taltul, v'mele, it's mafkir that mishem kli b'chlal. Sholosh Teva Isain. There are three types of boxes. Teva Shepischo Mitzido Tmeya Medris. This was something that had a very comfortable design for sitting down on, and it was used as such. Not a regular cardboard box. It's something that's a piece of wood, and it's with sides, and it's a very comfortable seat. The fact that it has, picture a couch that has storage underneath, very convenient, doesn't take away from the yeshiva at all. So therefore, it's Tmeya Medris, it's a Makom Yud Li Yeshiva. Milamalon, if the opening was above, Tmeya Tomei Meis, because the fact that the only way you could use the Iker Shimush of the Kli, which is putting something in it, is by saying to a person, Amoid Bichtei Shenasim Alachteinu, in order to put in things on the top. You're going to have to kick the person who's sitting off on, that takes away that it's Miyud Li Yeshiva, now it's only Miyud Li Tashmish Bechlal, it's Tmeya Tomei Meis. If it's too big and it can't move bechlal, it's stationary. So memelo, it's any miyud l'tiltul, and therefore it's mafkim mishem kli toira miklum. There's a very important noisof over here. The Rash, the Rav on the Farish, that this toira miklum, because it's bo b'mido, is only insofar that the opening is on the top. That says, there's two halachas over here. If the opening is on the top, that's mafkir as a mokem moishuv. So now the shaila is whether it's a regular clay kipul. Kli tashmish has a gzeira shova, that it's dumya, not gzeira shova, it's a drosho, that it's dumya desak, we've mentioned many times. Dumya desak means a dova hametaltel, the gufay rekon. However, that halacha is a halacha in a kli hametaltel, not halacha in a mokom moishav. A mokom moishav is a bazunder, a chalois of a mokoim, which becomes kivyoch like the zov, and it becomes an avatoma. It's a separate halacha. It doesn't have to be a kli hametaltel. It doesn't have to be dumya desak. It's a place to sit down, a place that's miyud li yeshiva. So as I state in Rav and Rash and Rav, that if the opening was on the side, even a very large teva that's miyud li yeshiva on top will be mekabel tumas medras. As I state in Rash and Shabbos, daf pedalid. Lemaisa, when you look at the Rambam, on the fact the Rambam does not say that Tumas Medris, that you have Tumas Medris by a clay habobamido. The halacha of clay habobamido, that's too big, it's not movable, it's not dumi the sack, doesn't seem to say that by Medris. So vice versa, that Tumas Medris also has the limitation of a clay habobamido. Azoy volts reis gezem, the Rambam, Mishnah Melech nems on this way, but that's a Rambam perkov zayin. That being said, so why? What's taka the chilek? So the mafashim understands a vort. It seems to be that the sherish of these vorts are Ramban and Shabbos daf pei gimel. The Reid Svarim quote the main of Torah in Parpa Lamed Dalid. That's the makor to this raid. That he holds, he learns up a dasa Rambam that klei abavimida is not nitma betumas medus at all. What's the vort? You're gonna have to say the vort is bishlam by pshutek kliets. Mafats v'chadoyme that we had before, that even though it doesn't have a proper tzuras akli, it's mekabel tuma mideraisa, because the limitation of a klei kibul, which is normally true by klei eitz, pshute klei eitz are only mitamid derabonon, but that limitation is only by a regular klei kibul, by a tumas medris, where it's a mokom moishav, it's even without the klei kibul, it's a mokom moishav. But that does not mean that the halacha of a mokom moishav is that it's not a klei. It just means it doesn't have to have the tzura and the functionality of a kli. Klei habobamida is not a limitation. It's not a hagdora. in the shimush of the kli, in the tzur of the kli, it's mafkiya, the etzim cheftz of the kli. Something that can't be moved, it's not dumi desak, it's mafkiya the shem kli b'chlal. That limitation of kli habor b'mido, that's true even by Tumas Medrash. As I've also said, the Rambam, there's a whole shtickle Torah in Chiddush Rabbi Leib, in Siman Ayin. Stipler talks about it also in Siman Zayin.